The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is proud to present Sharks Instant Replay. Highlights from the most recent San Jose Sharks game.
For the second consecutive game in this young 25-26 season, the San Jose Sharks had a lead at home in the third period in front of a sellout crowd of 17,435 fans, and they could not finish it off. Final score in overtime, the Anaheim Ducks 7 and the San Jose Sharks 6. It's time now for our Sharks instant replay about how things happened here at the Tank tonight. In the first period, it started off very well for Sharks hockey as Tyler Toffoli took a brilliant pass from Will Smith and snapped one home for his first of the year. At the near side boards, it's picked up by Will Smith. Sends it back in. Toffoli scores! What a pass by Will Smith, perfectly placed, and Tyler Toffoli didn't even waste a moment. He let that shot go, ripped it past Mrazek during the delayed penalty, and the Sharks have the 1-0 lead at 3:40 of the first period. Great goal there during a delayed penalty at 3:40. Toffoli's first from Will Smith and Macklin Celebrini, the start of three assist nights for both Smith and Macklin. Then, Ryan Reeves making a real statement during the course of this game to get the crowd roaring at 11-12 with his first goal as a Shark. Sharks breaking out, Gaudette leading the way, is checked there by Hellison, but trailing the play, it's Ryan Reeves recovering it. He walks from the left corner, shoots, and he scores! Ryan Reeves, his first goal as a member of the Sharks, took advantage of the fact that he was trailing the play, grabbed the puck after his line mate lost it, walked in on the left side, and from the left circle, beats Mrazek up high, and the crowd explodes at the Tank as San Jose gets a goal from Ryan Reeves, and they lead 2-0. The Sharks led 2-0 in this game. Ryan Reeves, his first goal, ending a 36-game goalless drought that went back to April of 2024 when he played in Toronto with a goal at Tampa Bay. That was a big one. It made it a 2-0 Sharks lead. Adam Gaudette and Nick Leddy assisted on the play. But this happened twice. The Anaheim Ducks would not give up, and they would score less than a minute after a Sharks goal. At 11:53, 41 seconds later, it was Cutter Gauthier getting his first of the season, assisted by Mason McTavish and Radko Gudas. McTavish, his first of three assists on the night. And so that made the score 2-1. Then Beckett Seneca, that third overall draft pick from 2024 that surprised a lot of people when he was picked in that position, ended up getting his second of the year in as many games. McTavish and Olin Zellweger assisted at 15:14. That was a power play goal, and that happened for the Anaheim Ducks. All right, so it's 2-2 at the end of one. Anaheim outshot the Sharks 14-7. They would continue to outshoot the Sharks all night, and Yaroslav Askarov continued to battle. San Jose would take a 3-2 lead early in the second. A very strong second period, by the way, even though they were outshot 15-10 by Anaheim, and Mario Ferraro would be in the right place at the right time. Taking it back, Kurashev. Now to Celebrini. Backhands in front. Smith tips it. Shot. Score! Mario Ferraro in front of the net coming in from the point was right there, right place, right time, and he knocks it home for his first goal to put the Sharks in front 3-2 at 5:21 of the second period. That was a sweet play by Celebrini to hold on to it, then get it to Smith in the slot. And I don't know where Smith's vision comes from, but he spotted Ferraro breaking down that left side from the point, got him the puck, and Ferraro had nothing but net to shoot at. Mario's first of the year from Smith and Celebrini at 5:21 of the second period made it 3-2 San Jose. But again, for the second time in this game, less than a minute later, 58 seconds to be exact, it would be Alex Killorn who got credit. Stick save made by Mrazek from about 40 feet out. Lead pass. Uh-oh, could be a breakaway for Killorn. The other way, moving in, shoot, score! Anaheim stretches things out. Killorn hanging out at the Sharks' blue line, doing a little cherry picking. Gets the headband, moves in all by himself, puts a great deke on Askarov, and ties the game 3-3 at 6 minutes and 19 seconds. Killorn's first of the year. Mikael Granlund was the man who headmanned that puck to Killorn to set up that breakaway. The former Sharks center Iceman played a strong game tonight and got the only assist on that third Anaheim goal. Anaheim got into some penalty trouble after that, and the San Jose Sharks would take advantage. In a 5-on-3 situation, John Klingberg would get his first of the year. Will Smith has got Celebrini. He's got Klingberg. They play catch with it. And the shot by Klingberg scores! Nice tic-tac-toe play. Klingberg and Celebrini playing catch with it there, and John Klingberg gets his first goal as the Sharks have taken a 4-3 lead. That was a 5-on-3 power play goal. Klingberg's first from Celebrini and from Smith. And so the pair of young players that are a big part of the Sharks' present and future each get their third assists of the game. It tied a career best for Smith, and it set a career best for Macklin Celebrini. San Jose up 4-3 at that point. They would get another power play opportunity, and Adam Gaudette with the second power play unit doing a little bit better made it 5-3. Wenberg on the left crosses the line with Skinner, dropped it back for Orlov. He sends in deep behind the Anaheim net, sent in front, score! Adam Gaudette took the pass from Wenberg behind the goal and ripped the shot. Absolutely no chance for Mrazek, and Adam Gaudette makes it 5-3 with a power play goal. Sharks have a 2-goal lead again. Adam Gaudette's first from Wenberg and Orlov. Second unit coming through on the man advantage at 17:14 of the second. It was 5-3 San Jose. But again, Anaheim refused to quit. And one thing that did happen late in the second period was the Sharks gave Anaheim an opportunity when Tim Liljegren took a 2-minute interference call at 18:07. On the man advantage, Chris Kreider finished it off. Granlund walks into the circle, fed out to the slot. Good save there made by Askarov, and the rebound. Kreider scores. So Anaheim gets the power play goal with 30.8 seconds left in the second period to make it 5-4 in favor of San Jose. And Chris Kreider gets on the board for Duck Hockey. His first of 2 goals on the night, both in critical moments. This one at 19:29 of the second period, assisted by Leo Carlson and Troy Terry. And so it was 5-4 Sharks at the end of two. San Jose in the third would continue to press, and it looked like they finally took control of the game early on when Jeff Skinner, with an incredible individual effort, would make it 6-4. Graf on the near side went back to Orlov. He shoots it toward the net, knocked down. Skinner jams for it, can't quite get the shot. Now he fires, and he scores! What a second effort by Jeff Skinner! As in traffic, he just kept working. He ended up with the puck on his stick. He turned and fired it home. That's his second goal, and the Sharks lead 6-4. Second goal of the year for Jeff Skinner in as many games at 5:34 of the third period. Ty Dellandrea and Dmitry Orlov assisting, and it looked as if the Sharks were in charge at that point, Owen Nolan, but Anaheim refused to quit.
Showed a lot of character. You know, for such a young team, bouncing back from every time Sharks score a goal, they just keep coming back. You just got to tip your hat to them.
And they would do it three consecutive times, unanswered, to finish off this game. At 10:29 of the third period, Mason McTavish would end up shooting the puck with Gauthier in front of the net. Faceoff drop now, bouncing puck. Beckett Seneca throws it back for Anaheim. The shot by McTavish, and he scores! The most frustrated guy in the Anaheim lineup bangs one home on a play from Beckett Seneca. Gauthier was in front of the net. And the Sharks are still leading, but now it's 6-5. And Gauthier did tip it, his second goal of the game, second of the year from McTavish and Seneca at 10:29. There was a lot of time left. The Sharks had that one goal lead, and it came down to the extra attacker on the ice again. And for the second consecutive game, in the final minute, Anaheim this time would tie it up with Chris Kreider. Here comes the Duck attack out of the zone. Extra attacker on for Anaheim. Lead to the right. Stick handling. Leak pass. Kreider shoots. Save. Another pad save. And they score. Chris Kreider gets the rebound. And Anaheim has tied it up. 49.5 seconds remaining in the game. And it's happened again at the Shark Tank late in the third. Can you believe it? Another goal late in the third. Kreider's second from Carlson and Terry at 19:09. 6-6 with that extra attacker on. Chris Kreider has scored some big goals in his career. He had two of them tonight in the last minute of a period.
Has a knack for being around the net and finishing the goals.
And so we went to overtime.
It didn't last very long, only 45 seconds, and the Sharks were trying their level best to get an offensive chance, but unfortunately, Leo Carlson's a pretty darn good two-way hockey player, and he proved it with the game winner. Here's Celebrini trying to twist through. Couldn't do it. Anaheim's coming out. Celebrini's trying to get back. Carlson down the left side for Anaheim. Moving in. Shooting it. And he scores. It's happened again at the Shark Tank. Anaheim roars back. San Jose had a two-goal lead. Anaheim scores. And Carlson wins it for the Ducks in overtime. How frustrating is that? Two consecutive games in which the Sharks had a lead all the way down near the end. Extra attacker goal ties it, and Leo Carlson, in this case, wins it in OT at 45 seconds. By the way, former Shark Mikael Granlund got a little piece of that puck to get it to Leo Carlson on the defense. He got his second assist on the game-winning goal.
Just rubbing salt in the wound.
Yep. That's what you do when you move to another team, right?
I guess so.
Boy, what do you do if you're the Sharks in this case? A lot of good things to talk about, but no results.
Yeah, they'll have to watch some video and see where the breakdowns have been. I thought first period, too much time spent in their own end. But on the flip side of that, in their end, they kept Anaheim to the outside. They really didn't get many chances in the slot. And when the puck did come in air, they had good stick on puck, pushed it back to the outside. Giving up 43 shots, not ideal. Not even close. So it's about puck possession. Crisper passes. I thought the passing could have been a lot better. You could go either way. We could have a video of things we need to correct or things we did good. So it's kind of a 50-50 thing.
Maybe a double feature tomorrow?
A double feature. You know, which one do you want to see first? But you struggle for two games in a row. Learn from them. Done. Move on. And start building your winning attitude.
That's it for our Sharks instant replay tonight. The final score once again in overtime, Anaheim 7 and San Jose 6. This is a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.